Hello guys, welcome back to the Weave Red Podcast. My name is Tara Nicole.
And I'm Esther Mutuku.
And life's a weave.
Let's ready together.
Yeah, so it's been a couple of months, I think 1.5.
Sure. August and September, I think. Now it's October.
Yeah, so 2 months. 2.5.
Actually,
no, two months.
Let's
yeah.
Let's say two.
Yeah, so it's been 2 months and a lot has happened. So we thought our premiere episode for season two would be catching up on current affairs. Yeah, so...
But before that, though, how have you been?
I've been good. Yeah. I've been...
How's life been?
I don't know about...
In the 2 months?
It's been okay, I think.
It's been okay. I feel like my life has been, like, a lot of downs and a lot of ups. Like, if it's down, it's really rock bottom.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I have braces now.
Oh, yeah. There's that as well.
Yeah. You know, life happens every day. You don't even realize when... Like Salome Peter, like me, the normal Sasa. So now, girl, I'm to say, I'm like, got a braces. Nico,
it's something you notice.
Yeah, but so you see, for me, it's
okay. We make an announcement. Pack up, like, okay, cool. So yeah, need to pass our braces.
Yeah, so just like my braces, I feel like our current president has been.
Is that as well, baby?
Yeah.
Did you expect it?
Not really.
Like, did you expect the person want to be the president?
Not really. Yeah. I was kind of shocked.
Did you vote?
I feel like I should say yes.
No. Say the truth.
I didn't vote, though. I did not vote.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I felt like my vote didn't
Doesn't
really...
Yeah.
But apparently, it did. So, it would have. So, I should have voted.
Yeah. They say the process was way transparent this time around.
Yeah. But I feel like that will, like, get a lot of guys out next time to vote. So, there's that.
Okay, yeah, true. Oh, yeah, Riggy G, man. Okay, that was the least expected deputy president to ever be.
We ever had, yeah.
I think there's a time he said he still doesn't believe that he's the deputy president. I was like, geez, us too.
He said that?
Yeah.
Eh, okay.
I'm like, us too, we don't still believe he is.
What I heard was the time he was being bashed about how what he wears.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's
you
what
know,
I
he had
heard.
To get in the gym, change, like,
his style.
Yeah.
Yeah, that I heard.
I like Shisha for that.
Yeah. At least, see him keep on his toes. Ang eva, ever he become a Riggy G.
Riggy Yeah. Yeah, but the good thing happened, though. I feel like Hustler Nation, you know?
Yeah.
Someone coined the name Riggy G and the chick landed a job.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. But the funniest part about it is last week? The chick was giving a speech. Then she said, okay, one of the things she said was, do not just sit down and wait for an opportunity. And people were just mad about that statement.
Oh,
you get anything wrong with it?
Because it landed on her lap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's the right message, the wrong person.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
It is a right message.
Nika githeri man angetuka anze kutuambia vitu kwa hizo.
Bithi githeri man alienda.
Sichu.
Si angepua job ya yeme.
I know. Kama angetuka hizi elections tena. Round
no,
two.
People were really trying to trend, but haiku happen.
Eh.
Yeah, like mwenye alitokea na towel, kwenda kuvote.
Oh,
you know,
hey.
They were trying to her.
Hey, this was liquid attempts. I had no idea. So
yeah, a whole new government, members of parliament.
Yes.
Let's get to the CS meeting though.
Yeah. That was an interesting
discovery
process, yeah. I didn't know people were that rich around here.
Same. The most unexpected thing was the Mudavadi.
Yeah.
How can you be the richest there? 4 billion.
Four freaking billion. Do you know how many people are gonna die and not even ever come across that kind of money?
Our CSs, the ones who are vetted, and the with the Amazonian president, they are way rich.
The US president.
Yeah, with their cabinet secretaries, which is crazy. Cause what?
Yeah, where do they get the money? That's the question.
Did you believe them though?
I know. Wow, Kwanza Linturi. You should have seen his body language.
I think Linturi shouldn't. That's one person who was supposed to be in that list. Yeah, so much going on and so many cases, right?
Yeah, I don't get how you can have corruption cases and still be able to become a CS.
I mean, we chose a president with some cases.
And a vice president with the same. As in,
Nabado Karudisha.
I know.
So what could be so wrong with choosing
CSs?
Uh-huh.
But I feel that could go horribly wrong. So when I imagine, it's like a thief with his sub thieves.
They're about to steal.
A lot can go wrong. Anyway, all we can do is hope for a better.
Yeah, for sure. But did you watch the vetting though? Like, did you watch the proceedings when they were happening?
No, I watched the clips on YouTube.
Wow.
The citizen
so
clips.
So
now. Yeah.
Aisha Jumwa cried. You know,
I saw. Okay, guy. But I felt her for a minute too.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
She has a case of murder.
What? Okay, I didn't know that. For real?
Yeah.
Who did she kill? Was it
someone in Kwale? The previous elections, I can't remember the case, but Kulikona Kiskayo. Yeah. But the best part about it, I go to Mombasa. Aisha Jumwa Ali present papers like, and I think she had a D or a D minor.
Mm.
And then she told them, "If you sit here, I'm acting as a role model to so many people. That Wali Anguka Kisi, you see, and they think they can't
make it."
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Which is, okay, I don't know. I don't know how you get so far with.
I don't know. Being a feel too, like, life is not fair. It's not fair.
It's never been.
Yeah. Kuna mtu ame graduate first class honors na.
Manze, kaule, yesterday kwa news kulikuwa ujama mwenye alipata olives, amefanya engineering. First class honors, nahana job.
What?
Yeah, so he was saying he thinks education is just a scam. But you'd think that, of course.
Definitely.
Yeah,
was a job.
Now, umefanya is like you've been the perfect student, not even average, perfect is engineering, first class honors.
Kai, but labda sure you got a job, I hope.
Yeah, definitely. Like, share up your spotlight.
But sa kuna watu wangapi kaya though.
Many who are not ready to come out like that.
Mm-hmm. You know, the system is rigged though.
It has been rigged for many years.
Because of Obama's, yes. As in Mseka Mudavadi, Uneza Sema, at least his father limanzishia the wealth collection.
Oh, yeah. You know about that?
His father was like one of the dons around here.
But he has been around for like 33 years in the public service.
Musalia?
Yeah.
But since
it was like 1987, 18, in the public service.
But you know, abroad, like people in the public service are not even close to being as rich as people in the private sector.
Yeah.
I don't understand how Kenya it's the other way around.
What? Because you steal.
Exactly, that's a problem.
When you get there, you unajifid. Because like the previous speaker, what was the name? Let me check the name. What was the name of that speaker?
Kenneth.
That
was the last one.
Justin Muturi.
Oh, yeah.
Last year, Justin Muturi declared, like, his wealth. And he was, he declared his wealth to be, like, 120 million.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's retired.
Yeah.
During the vetting, he said he's approximately, like, 120 million.
Mm.
Now it's in a span of, like, 1 year.
Mm.
Is worth 300 million.
So
that's like double. And you like, okay, unapata
pesa.
Alafu you start saying ati from pension.
Pension?
Yeah, they're paid monthly pension.
But monthly pension gani inakulipa that much?
Allowances. Of course, just to come up this
thing.
Yeah.
That's fucked up though. We should really come up with a system that works.
Yeah. The most interesting part of all this was the Junet part. I watched part of those proceedings. Junet was making fun of them.
Mm.
Like, what was it? Oh, like Mutua was saying he's worth 470 M. And then Junet was like, have you ever had coffee in your hotel? You know, Mutua's hotel?
No, I didn't know.
In Machakos, it's called A and L, like Alfred and Lillian.
Oh, guy.
I think it's Alfred and Lillian.
Oh, yeah. Well, I repeat to that, but.
And Junet was like, you can't be for 70 million. Like, you have this entire hotel. It's a really nice hotel. It's a fancy one.
So alikuwa anasema he's worth more.
Yeah. Wait. But I don't think, I think he was, one thing I trust Mutua.
Hey, why?
It's not even like, because I think he's the first one you expect to tell the truth.
Hey, that's what you think.
Yeah. Okay, all politicians are kind of...
they're all liars.
But think about it. He said he built this hotel with loans. So, ukifanya liability and asset ukibalance.
Inaweza come to you. Maybe. Maybe not. Who knows? Labda ndio wako na mapesa zingine offshore accounts zenye.
Wallahi.
Yeah, you know.
Because everyone, just... kila mtu alikuwa anasema real estate. Kwa like, okay. So real estate, it's where the money is at.
Sina maana yini prices zina hike hivyo. Ndio unapata hadi sasa the common mwananchi is buy property.
Fact.
Because pesa zote za corruption huko ndo zinaishia. Sad though, but what we gonna do?
Anyway.
Yeah, 100 days za Ruto zinaisha lini?
Manze hadi sijui. Mi atask.
I think January.
January.
Anyway, me, I'm really hoping for the best. I hope it does not disappoint us.
Yeah, if the president me and nilikuwa na die.
But
I'm just hoping for the best.
Yeah, me too. Okay. Plus, anaka ako really for the youth, so I think that would be nice.
I think
anataka
kuprove a point.
Which point?
That I can do better.
Yeah, like, he really should. Venye
kila mtu anadhani I'll fail the country. I think he's trying to prove that I can really do better.
I hope that's enough. Lazima anadai kuingia next term. Lazima adu shit.
Wewe imagine tuko na rigidika president. Kwenye fanya zake 10 zake 10.
Hey, crazy. crazy. Maybe Raila menda.
Ametulia but ako. I think they are supposed to name. Were they to announce their own CSs ama ilikuwa nini? Azimia so much what? Going on.
Walai?
Yeah.
I thought walikuwa menyamaza.
Where? Yeah.
I've not heard of the guy, bwana.
Where?
Yeah. I'm sure he took it hard.
Hey. Adi Miss Jahil.
I'm sure alikuwa anajua. This is the time.
Miss Jahil.
Kaikuwa this time, basi.
It's never.
Mm.
Okay, people are making so much jokes about it. In 20, what is the next? 2047, let's say.
Mm.
At Bado Raila na compete na tuseme Lil Minor.
Ah, that's funny.
Ah,
anyway. Let's slide out from the political stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. Entertainment.
Oh, well.
Did you see this top 100 Apple playlist list?
No, you really updated me on that. I had no idea.
Eh, do you know there was only one Kenyan song? Beans. Peke. The rest of the list was just...
But to be fair, though, Nigerian. Like good music in the past, like 1 month.
Yeah, but to be fair, there are some songs that are on there that are 3 years
top
old.
Top 10.
That are Nigerian. Let me read the top 10, actually.
Top 100?
I'm saying top 100. Top 10.
Just read the top 10.
Top 10, only one is
Beyond.
American, no? Beyond Adia Kuko, like number 50-60. So number one is Rush by Ayra Starr.
That's like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, fair. Number two is Kulosa, Oxlade.
TikTok.
Number three, Last, Banner
okay,
Boy.
Okay, that's inevitable.
By the way, you really like that song when it came out. Aya, number four, Bandana Fireboy.
It's fire.
Number five, Soweto Victory. That
I've
one is
heard
fire.
It, but yeah. I know.
Number six is Cough by Kiss Daniel. I don't know that one.
Yeah.
Seven, It's Plenty, Burna Boy.
That's okay.
Yeah. Nine, For My Hand. Sorry, eight, For My Hand, Burna Boy.
Okay.
Nine, Girlfriend Ruga. And 10, Under the Influence, Chris Brown.
Okay, I feel like most of these songs have been made popular by TikTok.
But at a kwani, Kenyan artists don't know how to use TikTok to promote their music. Ama nini na happen?
Okay, this reminds me of ni jana mani. I think it's yesterday. Ni kwanapcha iji then Otile Brown said. What's limiting Kenyan artists from going international is because investing in Kiswahili.
Oh yeah, I heard that in the interview.
Like, do you think that's true though?
Not really, because I feel like kuna watuka J Balvin uko Latins, and they're really singing good music, and everybody across the world is listening to them.
Ato usienda mbali, turudi South Africa.
I'm a piano.
Do you hear anything?
No.
Do you understand anything? Mm-mm. But you sing and you dance.
Mm. I do half the things Nigerians say.
I don't think it's
say.
The language.
Eh, hey, I don't know.
I think it's how it's put,
The vibe.
Yeah, how it's the production. I think it's so much to it than the language.
Yeah. Just Swahili kwanza, Swahili.
Diamond is doing it big.
Yeah. I'm sure.
Swahili,
yeah.
Pure Swahili.
Kweli?
Yeah, so.
At least I'm at it. It's a lot. Yeah. It's not just the language. Tracy, blame it on the language.
What do you think about that top 10 though?
The top 10 is fire, baby.
I like that there are a lot of African music.
You what?
I like that that there's
it's
more
African.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But obviously, ingekuwa okay, but hey, there's a time it would have been like. Mm-hmm. Kina Chris Brown or Mejaza, labda kina Migos.
Mm.
Yeah, okay, at least it's African, but I wish it would be more. Ataka si Kenyan, but si akina Zuchu, Rayvanny, Diamond.
Wa Rudy Koba.
Eh, kwa sababu, what?
What? Unataka kia watu wa kwa billboard?
Heri yao, as in, at least it feel
okay,
closer.
Okay, misi mind wakikuwa, but Bongo is not shit.
What? Unacheza, unajua top 10 YouTube. Currently, say, I didn't listen to your comment. I'll go and say, Bongo ndo imejaza like 70%. Akina Zuchu, Rayvanny, Harmonize. Actually, Zuchu was number one.
Where?
Yeah, so.
Oh, I saw that one. Now, yo, Willy Paul Lako kwa list.
Hey, Willy Paul, at least he made the top 10 list. So that's fine.
Which I don't understand. What makes the Willy Paul
came
here.
Okay. Is there anyone?
I wouldn't know, honestly.
I don't know. But apparently, Kai got top 10. It has to be new, ama? Easy kwa kitu ime surface. Kwa sababu Kai under the influence of Chris Brown. Yeah, 2 years ago.
Yeah, but to be fair, let's be fair here. Ilikam ku hit more this year because of TikTok.
Eh, sasi, exactly.
And then, actually, like 2 days ago, ama it's 3 days ago. Last week too.
I got a video.
Because of the hype.
Yeah.
You didn't expect it to come this later.
Eh, because that in Nigeria, it was in the top 100. The list, so. But you see, the thing is, okay, mi saki kuati hapa hivi tumeshikana mikono na Eric Omondi, but the guy has a few solid points, to be honest. As in, hakuna venye top 100 ya Nigeria imeja Nigerians. Mm-hmm. Na top 100 ya Kenya imeja Nigerians.
Because
at least huku, kaku imeja Nigerians, at least huko kuna fakwa na at least 1, 2, 3 Kenyans. Hakuna. Like top 100 Nigerians.
Let's say, no, just give me an example of one artist you feel ana deserve kuwa that big, like ana deserve kujuli Canada kwa yo top 10 Nigeria.
Sizi kupea artist moja, but naweza kupea band. Sauti so.
Even wakiwa individual hivi na feel, they still make good music.
True. But when they were together, they made international music.
Yeah.
But I was at our wimbo recently, so there's that.
Are you going for the Soul Fest? It's in December.
I didn't even. Yeah. What? Wavi?
Sijui location, but you kuni like, is it 3km and 3.5?
Well, I missed the last one in Machakos kusabu tulikuwa kwa jam, but yeah.
So you're not going?
I don't know. Tajua by then though.
But you go for sure. You're going for October
1st. Ah, for sure. Yeah, for sure.
I just call me Marisa statement.
And I drew the question. Nikona marking scheme up.
Can you just tell the guys how we missed on the tickets? The flash ones.
As we speak, we have just missed the biggest flash sale in the last 3 months on Jumia. Tickets zimesonga kusonga.
Like it was like 15 minutes, less than 15. Okay, let's give the story. It was on Jumia.
So
you buy?
Flash sale. Buy a ticket for like half the price.
You buy the cans.
Yeah, you buy a six-pack.
Yeah.
For half the price. So it's basically you're getting a ticket and a six-pack for half the price. Which is 600 bob. 280
For seasonal tickets, it's like you're buying one ticket.
Yeah, as in, ungekuwa na seasonal tickets, unikomu inuwa ticket moja on the normal price. I don't know if you understand what I mean.
And we
missed it. As in one moment, there were 280 tickets. The next minute, hakuna tickets.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was painful though.
You know what I was doing though? Mm. I was looking for 10% discount. 10% discount is like 60 bob.
Yani 60 bob.
Man, I regret
saying. Yani ningekupea. Ala irimi ninunulia ningekupea 60 bob.
And I have to go for the double fries.
Anyway, I'm hoping honestly there'll be another one, but kakuna.
Anyway, this comes out on Wednesday before on Thursday, before Oktoberfest. So
yeah.
Hoping to see some people there.
Yeah, it will be lit. The lineup is fire, so
I mean, let's talk about it.
Yeah, Tusker is turning 100.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
By me at Tusker na for. Okay, yeah, like that. But the lineup, I'm talking about the lineup. What do you think?
Oh,
Friday.
Okay.
Friday
is lit.
Like, let me even pull up the list.
What? I have the list here. The list, I have it. So, Savari is performing on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So are Brooklyn Boys.
Yeah.
Chris Kiger.
Yep.
And Savari, we have...
Oh, Savari, you've mentioned.
Yeah, DJ Grouchy on the deck.
Grouchy is on Friday?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just like the wake up call to Kwabo.
And Barak Jacuzzi.
Oh, yeah, for you. But yes, you highlight for me, but
okay,
yeah.
See, okay.
I'll be there for it.
We'll be there. Ah, Saturdays.
Saturday is the most fun.
Yeah. But there are a lot of people here you didn't say you know them.
Give us the lineup for Saturday. How many wing yeah this year?
I had this in Tachaku Breath, but let's highlight the major ones. Calligraph Jones, Major, Lohuku, Nviri, Bensoul, Mandy. You know Mandy? You know Mandy?
Yes, I do know Mandy.
Yes, senor.
Yes, my senor.
Okay, DJ John Falme, alafu Arobu, alafu kuna pia Nadia Mukami. I feel like wange switch Nyashinski na maybe some Nadia Mukami.
I wange do ibo. Nyashinski is the reason for Sunday.
Hey, Sunday wange to Nyashinski wa mweke. Saturday then, wake Nadia Mukami or Arobu.
I know, Sunday. But hakuna mtu wangeenda. Watu wanaenda for Nyashinski bana.
Sidhani kuna okay, yeah.
Kuna watu watafika. I'm sure kuna watu watenda Saturday na Sunday.
The vibes.
Because I'm sure kuna watu wako interested na akina Brooklyn Boys. Yeah.
Friday is fire.
Yeah. But you know, I think for the older age group, like, Nyashinski would be more of a show for them than akina Chris Kiger. Mm.
Kuna vibe ya Friday flani.
Yeah, inakatu young youths.
Yeah. Anyway. Oh, Silver. Yani tongo Silverstone. Buzz. Unamjua?
Namjua. Wana some smooth buzz.
Yeah.
Mm. Anyway, Oktoberfest is gonna be lit for sure.
Yeah.
I have no doubt about that.
Okay. But yesterday I was going through Twitter. Was it? Yeah. And I saw this girl was shot.
Oh.
Like 10 times.
In the head.
Okay, it's not funny.
Yeah, but then why are you laughing? What? I haven't seen
like,
it.
It's a graphic video that you can't even, like, even Ikenda YouTube, you can't post it because I'm sure it will get...
It will flag your dog.
Yeah. Wow. Like, literally, hey, like, it was crazy. And the funny thing is that I was watching this girl get shot and I didn't get shocked.
Hmm.
Am I okay?
Hey, I'm cooking on my Jeffrey Dahmer. I see.
I haven't watched that.
Eh, basi we had with Ishtuka. Maybe you should.
Huh.
Mm. I think we have not watched it though.
See, we are talking about things we don't know here.
But that show has been trending for the longest time.
I feel like I know what's happening there without me watching. So it's the one you had to watch.
Plus, my mom Alisha niambia the whole story.
I watch.
Apana yali watch like the original crime story, not just like the crime.
Oh.
So like why would you watch a whole series on this?
It's a series, it's not a movie.
It's a series. It's a hearty movie. Hey, sinami ya shangao tu like wameka chini na waka watch 10 whole. It's only 10 episodes.
I have no idea. Honestly,
I think it's 10 episodes.
They click on it.
Yeah.
Netflix.
But wasi wame watch though, for sure. Because hadi mi wasi na share now account like na yonanga hafu kwa continue watching.
Continue watching. Watu wana akaunti za
bana. Mine ngi huko ma comedy show kumbe watu wakukuja Jeffrey Dahmer, but you can't judge.
Who am I? But anyway, I mean, House of the Dragons imemaliza seasons.
Yeah. Kuna watu zingine nyingi zina kwa Netflix. Four.
Maybe I go Netflix.
I go Netflix. Ni either cast ama
iko HBO.
Iko HBO.
Anyway. Ati umefika?
Nimefika episode 4. Like acha tusipeane spoilers.
It's good. It's
nimeona.
Huwezi kupata spoilers because I'm sure kuna mwenye alikuwa anangoja hicho ndio aanze.
Exactly. Yeah.
Cuz I wish I would have done this.
Same.
But I feel like mali umefika hata si interesting. I feel like ina get more interesting upo episode 6.
Walai.
Like
na venye mimi waliniacha eh kwa hiyo nasikia kushare
eh ina get more interesting episode 6 things people are grown now yeah characters change
cuz mtu anangoja me comeback ni oh brother wa nini Rhaenyra
whatever the princess
the prince yeah.
Unataka afanye nini?
Ame come back. Last time nilimwacha kioko sijui.
You know, I feel like you enjoyed ama you still enjoy it more than you mwenye sijui what duty.
Exactly. Hiyo ni kaa, oh by the way uko na itabia, si ndio? Wewe si ndio uliwatch Power Book 2 bila kuwatch Power. Oh my god.
Actually hata si book 2. I think Raising Kenan ni book 3.
Oh, I did watch book 2. What? No. Na feel no understand.
But I went back and watched 1, 2, 3. Oh, like? I watched 4.
Adi mi force. Yeah, nani itomi. Adi mi still watch you. But uli watch book 1 or book 2.
Yeah. Oh, okay. But I don't feel like never go back and watch Game of Thrones.
You do not know what you're missing, walai. Wacha ni kuambie, in our lifetime, sijika kutakuwa na shengi ni itafikia Game of Thrones. Walai. I'm not even gonna lie. And I
was so shocked. Me this incest thing. Na kwambia mimi nilikuwa like what is happening right now? Like how to alikiandika stuff kwa nafikiria.
Ungekumwatch duty ungekuwa na shuka.
You're supposed to marry someone who's like 10 years old and you like 50.
I know.
Just for
just to keep the bloodline pure. But I was walikuwa like dedicated to your stuff. So like to them walikuwa nasikia kumari commoners ni ku dilute the bloodline.
Na mliko mnaitwa bastards.
Ah. Yeah. Akina Jon Snow. So ungeko watch Game of Thrones, ungeko understand. But you should really watch it kwa sababu duty episode 1, season 1 episode 1 iko na senior incest, like hiyo ni one of the highlights.
Season 1 episode 1.
Yeah, season 1 episode 1. Ndio maana hadi ukiingia sa House of Dragons.
What?
Hiyo like, story inishtui. Like, hiyo inishtui at all.
A spin-off of GOT.
But it's pretty far though. Yes.
But I feel like hizi spin-off zo ubamba mtu ka umewatch the previous. Ni ka Belea. Umewatch Belea? Umewatch Belea the spin-off? Okay. Now you wouldn't relate.
Oh,
now
the Prince of Belea? Yeah.
So I feel like nilikuwa so excited to watch the new Belea because nilikuwa nimesh the old one and I wanted to see how they would
remake it.
Yeah.
Mm.
So I feel like the same sasa for you and Jyoti.
Ilitokea as good though.
Yeah. Belea, but you should watch Belea. I feel like you like Belea.
Kwanza
Jabari is playing well and Jabari looks contrast.
Speaking of Jabari, umewatch umeona hii show mpya ya Netflix inaitwa Intergalactic? Aiyai. Hiyo ni kali. I'm not gonna lie. Ni animation but it's inafaa kwa a show but so far kuna two episode moja so
tunaoja. I like this the list. I have an entire list.
Yeah, so basically it's about Kid Cudi's love life, like Kenya am experience so far up to this point. Na najua like kuna specific hip hop rappers unapendanga so niko na same two Kid Cudi ni one of them.
Of course, but I feel like Squeezy asha follow up. Like any Quizo ends is a kitambo.
No.
But the show is still fire.
The creator of the show is also the creator of Blackish, so
yeah, Kenya Barris.
Yeah.
I like that one of course. So, ndio yanga za colleagues before you check here.
Sawa. Yeah, so
what
that's
else
all I have for Nini shows?
Yeah.
Hakuna show nyingine really.
Okay, by the way, what are, okay, apart from House of the Dragons, I don't think I've been watching anything. I've like been watching Blackish. corny things that you can share with. I think that's it though.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, welcome back to season 2.
Yes.
And we are glad that you tuned in for this episode. And yeah, there's more to come. It was just a catch-up episode. And hope you enjoyed. Make sure to tune in the next one. Do you have any other remarks?
Patani Oktoberfest.
Yeah. Okay, Patani Oktoberfest.
Enjoy your weekend, guys. See you.
Ama whatever day, whenever you listen to this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're near premier listeners.
Okay.
And the rest of you, enjoy the rest of your day or night. Yeah, and see you
in the next one.
Yeah, bye.